This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, President Trump's declared Liberation Day came and went last week, announcing a litany of tariffs. What are the main principles and how will dairy be impacted?
Last Wednesday, President Trump announced a variety of new tariffs, some of which are a little bit easier to understand than others. But so far, we do have a good idea of what's to come. What we don't know is what retaliatory actions some other countries might take now that Liberation Day has passed. First, President Trump announced a 10% baseline tariff on all imports to the U.S. This base rate would be charged in addition to anything else that has already been announced. In addition, though, custom tariffs were announced for the worst offenders. There are roughly 60 countries on that list where President Trump imposed higher tariffs, essentially trying to contradict the rate that those countries charge to import U.S. goods. This is all in addition to some other actions that have already been taken on countries like China and Canada and Mexico. As a reminder, since inauguration, China has put retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, including dairy products. And for China and Mexico, tariffs have largely been delayed for goods that are USMCA compliant, which does largely include dairy products. I think the largest takeaways from a dairy perspective do remain that focus on China, Canada, and Mexico. Thankfully, so far, we have not seen any retaliatory tariffs on products from Mexico as of recording. I think looking ahead, though, after Liberation Day, it's a wide variety of new tariffs and trade actions. The markets will be watching these actions closely. And as mentioned, any sort of retaliatory action, especially from places like Southeast Asia, where we have not seen much action yet, but where we do send significant amounts of dairy products, will be watched closely. As always, volatility persists, and we will continue to track these quickly developing and sometimes confusing trade actions very closely.
Well, we appreciate your input on that, Lucas, because dairy exports are so critical to the U.S. dairy industry, aren't they not?
Exactly. In 2024, we set the second highest dairy export level when measured on a value basis. Volume continues to decline slightly versus that record high in 2022, but still a critical sales venue for U.S. dairy products.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Communication has a lot to do with our level of success and determines the quality of our relationships. The importance of communication has not changed, but how we communicate certainly has.
Studies have shown that only 7% of verbal communication comes from the words themselves, and the other 93% comes from the way we say those words and our body language.
Technology has changed the way we communicate, but not all of it is for the better. It is important to choose the right method of communication. Text or email may be okay to schedule an appointment or share routine data or information, but save time for face-to-face communication for the important things.
The skill of effective communication is extremely important, and it often takes time and practice to become good at it. There are also many ways to communicate.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
A reminder to producers. April 15th is the election deadline for coverage under USDA's flagship Farm Safety Net programs, agricultural risk coverage, and price loss coverage.
You have the ability to change what you had for the 24 production year for 25 if you choose.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam says even if producers elect to keep the same coverage as the prior year, they still need to visit their local FSA office to enroll and to assist.
There are lots of tools out there. Various land grant universities have tools.
Producers can also enroll for ARC or PLC online.
Visit fsa.usda.gov.
The FSA website and local offices also have information available, such as eligible commodities covered and how enrollment in either ARC or PLC might impact eligibility for crop insurance products. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.